This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Marion Faye Novak was a young bride and pregnant when her husband David, a Marine, went to fight in Vietnam in 1966. Waiting for Him is the subject of her new memoir, Lonely Girls with Burning Eyes. Now Marion Novak is waiting again for a loved one to return from war. The daughter she gave birth to while her husband was in Vietnam, Jeannie, is now in the Gulf. Jeannie is a second lieutenant in the Signal Corps. Marion thinks her daughter has entered Iraq with a combat division. I asked Marion Novak what she's learned in the past 25 years about waiting for a loved one who has gone off to war.
I'm afraid that I'm not a very good example of how to do it right. I don't sleep well. I have all kinds of fears. I had the normal nightmares that anybody would have when they imagine what their loved ones are going through. My husband claims that the waiting is worse. He claims that the reality of what is happening is not as bad as what we're imagining. But you still wonder. I don't know what I learned, except that you do get through it, that you get through it and you get on the other side and you learn from it. You become, I know it's strange to say, but you become richer for the experience. And for husbands and wives, I know for my husband and myself, it was a binding experience in the end, although it separated us for many years. When we finally did talk about it, it held us together. I think what I've also learned is that I'm going to welcome my daughter's new self as quickly and as well as I can. I mean by that I thought that my husband would come back the man he was when he left and that we would go on. And he tried to pretend that that was all right, that that was the way it was, and it wasn't. My daughter will have seen things and will have heard things that will change her. And I want her to know that her new self is welcome and as loved and as precious as the girl that I sent.
How are you letting her know that?
Well, in my letters, I tell her that she's going to experience some things that will bother her, and that she's going to have to be very strong now because her people are depending on her. And she did right. She said a war zone is no place for a depressed second lieutenant. But I want her to know that when she gets home, she can be as depressed as she needs to be. And she doesn't have to be responsible for anything except getting through the days for a while.
How did she tell you that she was going to join the military?
She just said she came home from classes. I don't remember if she came home at break or what the circumstances were. She was a junior in college, and she just came home one day and said, I joined ROTC. And this surprised us because this is the daughter who found any excuse not to work around the house or in the yard. And our second daughter is a cross-country runner, and our third daughter is very active, and our other daughter is a lot like Jeannie. I would be just as surprised if she joined, but she wasn't a mover or a shaker in the sense of physical activity, and suddenly she was getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning to run and work out. And ROTC challenged her in ways that her other experiences hadn't, I think because it's male-dominated and male-oriented, and she just liked the challenge of meeting those men on their own terms.
As you said before, when your daughter was born, you had no idea that there'd be women serving this close to combat
in
the military. I wonder where you stand on that, if you think that women should be allowed to fight, and if, if on some level you're really... if you really kind of support the expanded role of women in the military.
I think I'd have to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
In spite of the fact that I have very strong reservations about the ability of my daughter, who is only 5 foot, 1.5 inches tall, to carry heavy material or take care of heavy men should they be wounded, but I think anything that she's physically capable of doing, she should be allowed to do.
Do you think that as the mother of a daughter in the war, that you're getting a different reaction from friends and family and other well-wishers than mothers who have a son in the military might get? Do you think people react differently to a daughter than a son?
I'm not sure. The people who react to me personally are Jeannie's friends, of course, and her teachers, people who knew her. And so their reaction is very sympathetic because they know Jeannie. I'm a little sensitive sometimes when I hear news reports. They say, the men on the communications lines are doing thus and so, and then I want to say, yes, and the women too. But I don't sense any difference, generally speaking. People don't say, they assume that she's in the rear. That's the main difference, I guess. They're surprised always to find that she's with the combat units.
While your husband was in Vietnam, you became very close to some other women who were married to men in Vietnam. I wonder if you're in touch with any of them now.
Yes, I am.
What have you been talking about lately?
Well, when the air war first started, I heard the same night from two of them, and they didn't know that Jeannie was overseas. They knew that she was in the military. They mainly called because they were upset. They were upset. I'll be honest with you. They were upset because of all the attention the families were getting this time. And they weren't upset in a dog-in-the-manger way. They wanted to know if their feelings were normal. One of my friends said, I saw a woman last month crying on television, and there wasn't even a war yet. Nothing had happened. She said, am I hard-hearted? And I assured her that I thought that it was a normal reaction because I kind of felt, I felt strangely the same way, that there was a tremendous amount of attention this time. In World War II, I know that people waited 3.5 years sometimes for their husbands, and with little word and with tremendous, tremendous casualties being taken. And in Vietnam, we waited 12 or 13 months, depending on what service our husband was in or if he fulfilled his full tour. And now women are waiting 3, 4, 5, 6 months, and there's all this attention. And I think it sort of stunned them in a way. And that was what they were calling about. They were kind of upset and stunned, but very supportive.
Well, it's funny, you've experienced both extremes. I mean, you felt that nobody really cared when your husband was fighting the war in Vietnam. And now, as you say, the American families of people in the military are getting a lot of public support and a lot of media attention as well. Can you talk a little bit about how it feels different to you, having experienced it both ways?
Well, it's much better this time. It's much, much better. The sense of isolation isn't there. I don't even feel the need for a support group. I can walk down the street and have somebody smile or see one of those yellow ribbons on a door and know that that is a safe house, that there is a house where no one wants to hurt my daughter. Whereas before, you never knew. You didn't know whether you could mention where your husband was or what he was. It was a very, very pronounced sense of isolation. This is a wonderful, comfortable feeling. And the best part of it is you feel that when she comes home, she's going to be able to, as changed as she is, which won't be profound if she's not in the middle of the fighting, which she probably won't be, she will be able to adjust easily, or more easily than my husband and his generation of veterans did, much more easily. I mean, to even say that it sounds simplistic to me, but the differences are great, and I like it much better this way. This, I think, is the way it, I hate to say ought to be, because I know people are this is a very sensitive subject. There are people who, for very good and strong reasons, oppose this war or any war, and they don't feel that this kind of support is right or justified, and they might even call it jingoistic. But to my mind, it's one of the lifelines of my child and my husband and his fellow servicemen needed that kind of a lifeline too, and a lot of them didn't get it.
Is this war and your daughter being off in it bringing back memories of the war in Vietnam when your husband served? Are there incidents that, then that your mind keeps going back to?
To tell you the truth, I don't think I ever really forgot, really.
Mm-hmm,
you put things out of your mind and you don't dwell on them. But nothing ever left, not that was important to remember. So nothing new has come back. I have odd feelings that she has an old doll that was one she got when she was 5 months old for Christmas. And I remember holding her when my husband was in Vietnam, and she sent that doll home with me when we went to get her will and power of attorney. I got it out the other day and washed it up and put a clean dress on it, and I held it for a minute, and that feeling of holding a baby and feeling desperately separated from somebody you cared about came back to me. But I must mention one more thing. For all the wives out there, my heart goes out to them, especially the young wives. That may be unfair, but when you're young and in those first stages of infatuation, this other person is the whole world. And when he's gone, it's as though your whole world has been taken from you. My daughter's leaving has left a hole. There's a hole in my life, and it's an uncomfortable hole, and it hurts sometimes. But sometimes when it hurts the most, I can turn to my husband or to my children or to something else and feel a little better. Maybe other mothers don't feel that way, but I know for the young wives, I'm very, very, my heart goes out to them.
Well,
and the young husbands, too.
I want to thank you very much for talking with us about some of your experiences. I was wondering if we could talk to your husband for a couple
Certainly.
Of minutes.
Certainly. He's right here.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It was nice meeting you, talking to you.
I want to wish the best to you and your family and to your daughter in Saudi Arabia.
Thank you very much. I'll tell her.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Is this David Novak?
Yes.
Oh, hi. I was wondering if we could spend a couple of minutes talking. Would that be okay?
Sure.
Great. Did you ever expect when you came back from the war that your daughter, who was born while you were at war, would eventually serve herself?
I had no idea whatsoever. No, I did not expect that. In fact, having four daughters, I did not expect any of them to do that.
Your wife was home waiting and worrying about you while you were in the war. I wonder what it's been like for you to be on the other end now, to be home while your daughter's at war.
Well, you know, in the book she talks a lot about the fear that she had while she was waiting for that 13 months. And I read it, and it's very moving, but I didn't completely understand it until it happened to me. In other words, now that I'm here waiting for my daughter, I know better what she was talking about. And also, I have a renewed respect for all of those people who waited for loved ones over there, whether they were, you know, wives or mothers or fathers or brothers or sisters or whatever. The waiting is very, very difficult. In some sense, I think it's easier to be there, in fact. I always thought that she had the harder part of the 13 months than I did, really.
Was there any advice you wanted to give your daughter before she went off to Saudi Arabia?
Well, I did give her some. Of course, I don't know if she would take it or not, but I basically told her to look out for her troops. I mean, that's basically the role that an officer plays, is to take care of your troops. And she wrote me back a letter here a month or so ago and talked about she never understood that and the awesome responsibility that she felt to make sure that she could do everything possible And she was talking about, you know, she's a communications officer, getting extra phones and laying extra lines. She said, I stay awake nights worrying about there's something I could do that I haven't done yet. And I understand that responsibility. And I wrote back and told her that that was very natural, that was the way she should feel. But other than that, I just told her to keep her head down.
What's your way of coping with the worries you have about your daughter? Are you being very stoic about it, or is it something that you're not able to keep out of your mind?
Well, I certainly, I mean, it's there all the time. I worry about it all the time, but I guess I am fairly stoic about it. But that's kind of my nature anyway. And I tend not to talk about it with other people. I'll talk about it with other vets, but I'm still leery of talking about things like that with the general public. And I think that's something that vets learned when they came back from Vietnam, too. You had to be very, very careful, even in mentioning, you know, that you were a vet, for example.
David Novak, I thank you very much for spending some time with us. And again, I want to wish you the best and the best to your daughter. David Novak was a Marine lieutenant during the Vietnam War. Earlier, we heard from Marion Faye Novak, author of the new memoir, Lonely Girls with Burning Eyes, A Wife Recalls Her Husband's Journey Home from Vietnam. This is Fresh Air.